Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another Abundant Series episode. Today, I want to talk about weddings, because aren't weddings kind of the most abundant thing that we can think of? And the reason I thought about this subject is because I was at a wedding. And what I've been doing with this series is I've been really living more abundantly or mentally more present about abundance in my life. And so that's one of the reasons I started this series, is to be accountable to being more abundant in my life and then to share stories of how I'm experiencing abundance in my life. And I thought that would be helpful for people to get them into the abundance mindset. So I'm talking sometimes just about my philosophy about it, things I'm learning that I'm reading, and then things that are actual experiences. So the wedding, I want to do it, first of all, address that weddings have been few and far between. And my heart goes out to the people who had to postpone their weddings. And this wedding that we went to was one of those. They were supposed to get married last summer and they postponed for a year, but they had been dating for 14 years. So I did not know that. They had been dating since freshman year in high school. It's such a cute story. But I am so happy for all the brides and grooms that can finally have the wedding that had to be put on hold. Some people scaled down and went ahead and got married. It would be hard, I would imagine, because I remember back in the day when I first got married, when I was 22, I remember, having to postpone that a year. We wanted to get started. We didn't want to wait. And we got pregnant within our first year of marriage. So that would mean that my oldest daughter would have never been born, and probably my second daughter, because they're close in age and I wouldn't have been able to get pregnant when I was, I had to delay the first one. So you never know what will happen in life. And I acknowledge everybody who has had to go through that delay, and the parents who had made plans, potentially had put money down on places. So it's really great to see everything kicking back up again. I've had some people in my Facebook and Instagram aura who I see them with their kids getting married, and that's really, really fun. So it's been a few people that I know have been to weddings recently. So this particular wedding was my husband's college roommate's daughter. That's a long explanation of how it ties in. But if you did not know, my husband, even though we've only been married for 12 years, we were college sweethearts. So it is so much fun for me to get together with his friends, because we go way back, and it's a real treat for me. In fact, the guy whose daughter got married, his other daughter got married, I want to say two years ago, maybe. And it was an out of town wedding, and we went, and a couple that we saw at the wedding, I had not seen since I was like 19, 20 years old. And the last time I saw them was at their wedding. So my husband had taken me as a date to their wedding. And I remember being at their wedding, and it was one of the most fun weddings I had ever been to. And I remember looking at my then boyfriend and wishing I could get married to him, which didn't happen. We ended up breaking up probably soon thereafter. I can't remember the exact timeline. But then 27 years later, or 28, or however, I don't know the whole timeline, but I know from the time we broke up to got back together was 27 years. So anyways, it was fun. It's so fun to get together with these people and see them. And so I thought what I do today is just reflect on the abundance of weddings. How it's just such a day of full abundance. And no matter what, big or small wedding, it's just so much hope, so many dreams, such like a future to look forward to, and love. Who doesn't love love? I am a big fan of love. That's probably why I like weddings so much. We had a lot of weddings back in 2009. I kicked it off when I got remarried at age 50, and my husband got married for the first time at age 52. So we kicked it off, and then my oldest daughter got married in 2011, and my other daughter got married in 2013. So we were very busy with weddings. But I will say one of the advantages of getting married right before your children get married is you've done the research. You know, and fortunately, I had relocated to a new town about 2 hours away from where I raised my kids, and they decided to get married. It's a great destination wedding place where I live. So they decided to get married where I live, which was very convenient for me. So I had already the caterer picked out. I'm specced out, I guess, because they didn't necessarily have to go with the same caterer, but they did. And so I had the venues specced out. In fact, my oldest daughter got married at the same venue, but it was such a big venue that she did her own thing. So it was outdoor wedding, and she got to pick the location on the grounds. And then my younger daughter picked a more expensive place, but it was very beautiful as well, outdoors as well. And we got very lucky. Both were, my wedding was in July. My youngest daughter's was in August, and my older daughter's was in September. And every single wedding was a beautiful day. So we were very lucky. So talking specifically about like my experience last weekend, one thing that I felt very abundant about was not just the, you know, being in this very happy environment. Like I cry when they do the like, dun, 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 you know, like they're married. I mean, I watched Lady Diana's, our Princess Diana at the time, watched her wedding, watched the latest one, the latest two with Meghan Markle and the other one, Prince Harry and Prince William, you know, their weddings. Just like I love that. And so it was a fancy wedding. It was a black tie optional, so had to dress up. So that was fun. So it's so abundant to get dressed up. I'm a very casual person, so I don't typically wear heels or like to wear heels, but on a special occasion I do. So it was super fancy, and it was at a super fancy place. It was, you know, I have a lot of weddings nowadays are outdoors, super casual. And they're officiated like by just there's somebody who goes and gets, they can preside over the, they can do the ceremony. In other words, there's a name for it, officiant, I guess. And so sometimes they're just done in a very casual place. They're not done in churches as much. This was a church wedding, but it was a chapel in a university. And the officiant was actually the brother of the bride. So that was really cool. So yes, it was just beautiful and nice short wedding. I don't like the long drawn out ceremonies. Nope, don't like those. I've been to a couple of those. But I like the ones that, you know, just really meaningful, where the poems they read, the music they play. I mean, I take it all in. And feel it just gives me such a sense of hope and happiness. Weddings do. And of course, their story, they lived together, they've been living together, but they got together in high school and they never have been apart. Well, they went to separate colleges, which I really respect, because I had a long distance relationship and my high school boyfriend went far away to college. And it was so, so hard. And I would have given anything to be in the same town as him. So living apart and going and having your college life, not following each other, it's just to me an amazing, amazing, mature decision. And so they went to separate colleges, but they never broke up. They were, their dad told me later, they've always been together, and they could be models. It was like, you know, Ken and Barbie. They were just adorable, but just genuine people, really good people as well. Cause sometimes, you know, it's just surface and looks good, and underneath it's all like a wreck, but they're just, it was so, so great. So the things that I was thinking about as I was thinking about the abundance was just the feeling, the abundant feeling of what it means, what weddings mean, of committing for the rest of your life. It's just such an emotional thing. The giving away of your child. It's just like, I remember my father gave me away, how emotional that was, and watching it, just having that feeling kind of return. That's such a gift for a father to present his daughter to this person. And she's yours now. It's very emotional for me. Yeah. And so I take it all in. I love it when people read their vows. They read their own vows. They had their little pieces of paper and they read them out aloud. So much meaning to that than just the kind of like the standard. And like I said, the people who get up, I remember picking out the readings for my wedding. I put a lot of thought and energy into like picking out the things that were so appropriate and meant the most to my future husband and I. So yeah, so just the whole environment itself and the feeling around weddings is so abundant to me. And then I was thinking about when you're at a wedding, you get to catch up with people. You know, most weddings, you know a lot of people. Most weddings, you run into people you haven't seen for a long time. If it's a family wedding, you run into a lot of family members you haven't seen for a long time and you reconnect. So getting to see old friends and people that meant a lot to you and you just don't see anymore, that is super, feels so abundant to me. You realize how many friends you have, how lucky you are to have the friends you have. And you always make a commitment to get together more often. And sometimes that doesn't happen, but we're going to get together with them sooner rather than later. Yeah. And I love hearing the stories. So I'm a big story person. I'm a big people person. So the connecting to me is a big part. And then hearing the stories of the kids and what they're doing and what their plans are and where they're working. And just, I love those stories, where they're living, what their jobs are. So that's fun. And then seeing because we had been, like I said, to the older daughter's wedding a couple of years ago, seeing her husband that we had watched them get married, like hearing about what they're doing. And it was just so much fun seeing and like meeting their extended family, like seeing all the connections. So that's the coach in me, right? Seeing like all these people and the connections and hearing their stories. So that was really abundant to me as well. And I said the dressing up. I said, I think because the pandemic created this loss, this lack, like we couldn't have weddings. And the poor people who are in the wedding industry, they couldn't even get paid. They lost their jobs essentially. And so I feel like weddings now are even more abundant because, you know, it's kind of that law of polarity, you know, it's like, you know, good and bad, black and white, you know, morning, evening. So you don't have it, you do have it. And so when you don't have something, you know, that's like the extreme. And then you do have something and then you appreciate it because if you didn't have the law of polarity, you wouldn't know the opposite side of the spectrum. And so when you experience the opposite side of the spectrum, then you have that more deeper appreciation for it. So when I was thinking about doing and recording this episode, it dawned on me that my sister met her husband at a wedding. How many relationships like get started at a wedding? I remember I didn't go to that wedding because I was in high school and I had went up to Massachusetts to see my family at the same time that they went to the wedding. My parents and my sister went to the wedding. It was my dad's secretary. And we didn't know her family at all. And it was her son or her stepson And he was in the wedding. He was one of the, it was her daughter's wedding. And so, you know, we were invited, but we didn't know them very well. It was just kind of a work thing for my dad. And so my sister went along with my parents to the wedding, and the bride's brother and her hooked up. And now they've been married for like 40 years or something. They got married in 77. Golly, they've been married a long time, but it was a good wedding for her. So yeah, it's always great when you're single to go to weddings, because you never know what might happen as a result. So, and the other thing too, is what I did and what I told my kids, and maybe it's because it was my second time around and the maturity that comes with, you know, older and wiser, I wanted my kids to appreciate. Maybe it also comes from me spending a lot of money on a wedding. So it's like it goes so fast. Like you plan and you put so much of your time and energy into these weddings, and then boom, it's done in an instant. Like, and I, you know, I'd check in with my head and I'd be like, oh my gosh, like the time is running out. It's like seeing it running through the sands of time. Right. And so I wanted them to get present. I said, throughout the day, get present, look around, just really see what, and don't rush through everything, because we're rushing through and anticipating the next thing, right? Oh, you know, the ceremony. Okay, let's go to the, you know, first dance. Oh, okay, let's go to the, we got to eat dinner. You know, we got to eat dinner. That might be in the wrong order. I don't know. I can't even remember. Oh, and then let's cut the cake. Oh, and then let's, you know, and you're just like going from next thing to next thing. Stop, take a breath, look around, really. And oh, and you're also like going from table to table to sort of like to connect with the people who are at the wedding and say, hi, hi, hi. And you never get to have long conversations as a bride or a groom. So it's like really enjoy those moments. Take them in. Be present. Don't just be rushing from thing to thing and then it's done. And then you get sad when it's done. That's why honeymoons are important, because I remember when I got married, it's like the honeymoon was like something to look forward to. But be present. And I told my kids, be present, be present. I remember one of my daughters actually told me that that was a really key thing for her. And it's just so important that we don't rush through life, and the abundance is in the present moment. And it's hard to focus on the present moment in the hustle and bustle of a wedding, but it's so important to do that. And I recently, we were at a funeral, to talk about the opposite of a wedding, you know, sad. And I did an episode about this particular funeral, and my husband and I made us think about who was at our wedding that is no longer with us. And then if we could only go back to that moment and know, we don't want to have a crystal ball really, but you know, maybe we would have spent more time with them since our wedding. But we figured out there's like 7 people that I can think of that are no longer with us who were at our wedding. And so that is one of the main reasons why it's even more important to be present with all the people that are there, because you never know. And it's such a glorious day to connect and cherish the people. They wouldn't be at your wedding. And even if you don't really know them, because sometimes that happens because they're on the groom's side. In fact, at my second wedding, most of the people that came to the wedding were his friends, because he was never married. So he had so many friends. He has a friend network that goes on and on. And at some point I said, I was trying to minimize the guest list because, you know, weddings are expensive. And he kept adding to it. I'm like, who's this? Who's this? We've been dating 2.5 years. I've never met this person. They're that important. Why are they coming to the wedding? And he's like, we can't cut these people out. It was a very difficult exercise for him to cut it out. But yeah, so be abundant about the day and the people that you're with, even if you don't know them, because they're important to somebody. They wouldn't be there if they weren't important to somebody. And yeah. And then think about connecting again, because even if you don't know them, they mean something to the person that invited them. whether it's your new mother-in-law or whether it's your husband that you're marrying, they mean something to somebody and they are worth time to spend and be present with. So that is my take on why weddings are abundant. So I hope you have a wedding soon and you can take some of this and apply it and be thinking about how and be present and appreciate the time that you're there with those people. So thanks and have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.